the Milwaukee Bucks game. If you want music to get you pumped up, who are you going to call? Giannis Antetokounmpo knows.
Who's your favorite DJ, Giannis?
Oh, you. DJ Sun, by far. Not even close. She was in the All-Star game. All the best players in the world. She was right there, DJ. That's how you know she's the best.
Shauna Nichols, also known as DJ Shauna, is the official DJ and producer for the Milwaukee Bucks. She recently DJed for the NCAA Women's Final Four basketball tournament, as well as for the NBA All-Star Game and the Ryder Cup. Shauna previously opened for Lizzo at Summerfest and played basketball at UW-Madison. I talked to her earlier this week about what it means to be a major sports DJ. Well, can you tell us about your job as DJ and producer for the Bucks? What goes into that and how much fun is it?
So much fun. It's hard to put it into a concise sort of brief synopsis for you, though, on what goes into it. But we'll simplify it to game days. So as soon as you walk into Fiserv, we've got music pumping. My job has started long before that, actually. So I've already probably been in the building for maybe four and a half hours in meetings, making sure we're ready for the game. I've already prepped a couple hours pregame for everything that we're going to do in the show. And I'm already DJing for the Milwaukee Bucks that are out on the court doing their pregame warmups before fans even enter the building. But when you scan your ticket and enter the building, the hopes is that it's a party vibe, that you're there. You know, it's a basketball game, especially with playoffs coming up now, being the defending champions. The energy is just contagious. And once the ball gets tipped, to be honest, everything that you hear audio wise that's not a video really is coming from me. So I'm pushing some buttons, turning some knobs, and just really constantly, we just don't stop at Fiserv.
As you're planning a set list for a night, what is different about a sports event like a Bucks game, for example, versus a club or a party?
Totally different. It's a different experience. And so the demographic that, honestly, that especially in Milwaukee, is so diverse. It's one of my favorite things about being the Bucks DJ, especially being in the Deer District last playoffs and finals. When you look out there, like, that's the Milwaukee that I love. That's the Milwaukee that I love to be a part of. And so imagine trying to make 100,000 people happy who aren't there for you as a show. They're there to support the Milwaukee Bucks. And so it's a tricky little game that you have to try to play between every sort of type of music, really, for every single person out there. And so it's very different from a club or a bar or a festival set, candidly, that I've done. And where club, bar, festival set, that's like your show, you know, like that's about me. But when I've been an athlete my whole life, and so when I am going to a Bucks game, I'm a part of a team and I'm a part of something that's bigger than me. And this isn't my show, and it's not about me. It's not about the songs that I want to play or I want to hear. This is not only about the guys that are in uniform on the court, but this is about Milwaukee, and this is about something way bigger than me. So a lot of those nerdy things that I think about kind of go into that.
All right, now you're the perfect person to ask a dumb question, I wonder, when I'm in the stands, you know, at a sporting event, and the athletes are down there, and there's a song that's getting me pumped up, and I'm thinking, is it getting the players pumped up, or have they just tuned everything out? Now, you've been on the court. You played for the UW-Madison women's basketball team, and you're a DJ now. Like, do you, when you're on the court, do you hear what the DJ is doing? Do you hear what's playing in the arena?
I'm old enough to where we didn't have a DJ. And so my job actually didn't exist when I was playing at Wisconsin as a Badger and even overseas as a professional. And so my job wasn't even around. So that's something that just like enamors me, is I get into the arena and I'm like, this is just so crazy. Like, knowing both sides of the game and soaking it all in. But from what I have gathered, it's not about the music pregame, I think, a little bit, like they hear it there. It's more about what the music does to the people that are in the arena there to support the guys. That's the energy that is felt. So this, I think, this really cool symbiotic relationship where we all need each other to be successful NBA champions.
Now we're headed into the NBA playoffs. At last year's finals, you got a chance to spin your own record. I want to listen to a clip of the track. It's called
Thank
I Won't
you.
Give Up. It features the artist Tanner Howe. Can you talk a little bit about what inspired you to craft this tune?
Oh, Rob, that brings tears to my eyes every time I get to hear that. I'm sorry. Like, I'm very sincere. It's very surreal. So Tanner, whose vocals you heard on there, we went through this project during the pandemic, and we never met. Actually, everything we did was over the computer. Tanner is an incredible singer-songwriter out in LA, and he and I share the same management, and that's how this kind of happened. Is I want to start putting more of my own music out there, more of like stuff like that that hopefully makes people bob their heads and smile and inspires and gives them hope. So honestly, like, without sounding too cheesy, that was written during the pandemic. And I was sitting, you know, right here where I am right now, talking to you, having a conversation again, face to face with Tanner over a computer, and saying like, I want to write this for people who like, I want to hit as many things as we possibly can. So like for me, I think I like to hustle, and I like to set goals and have these dreams and aspirations that seem so absurd and unreachable, and just work my butt off in silence and do it and then move on to the next thing. And I was like, but I also want to write it because we're also in the middle of a pandemic, and this is like really, really hard. And I miss my family, and there's people that I can't see. And we're also going through one of the biggest social justice movements in our lifetime. That is just so important to remind people that Black Lives Matter. And I want everybody to feel this. I want this to be, maybe somebody feels this in a relationship. Maybe somebody feels this when they look in the mirror, when they're brushing their teeth in the morning. And so honestly, that's a lot of different people, but I wanted it to hit home. And I wrote it for you. I wrote it for people that, you know, want to make the world a little bit of a better place in their own way.
And DJ Shauna, the defending champion Milwaukee Bucks, start playoffs this weekend against the Bulls. What are you doing to get ready?
Man, I'm sleeping. but I'm already ready. I mean, that was the coolest thing. Like yesterday for me, I had just Sunday, I had gotten back. I got to work the women's U.S. national soccer game in Columbus.
Nice.
Friendly game against Uzbekistan. And so I got back and had brunch with my family, took a nap, and then I was all day just watching to see what was going to play out, especially in the Eastern Conference, and to see, you know, where we were going to fall, who we get to play. And I'm just excited. And I think I read some stuff on Twitter from the Bucks squad, and coach walked out of the press room, and he, you know, publicly very rarely raises his voice, and he yelled, "It's playoffs, baby." And that's like the vibe. It's like, all right, let's go. Like, this is it.
All right. Well, have a great series, Shauna. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all very much. I hope you have a great spring. Stay healthy, and Bucks in six.
That was Shauna Nichols, also known as DJ Shauna, the official DJ and producer for the Milwaukee Bucks. She joined me just after her DJing duties for the NCAA Women's Final Four basketball tournament and a U.S. Women's National Soccer Team friendly, talking about her work for the Bucks. I spoke to her earlier this week.